Good morning. Today is August 21st, and you're listening to OK OK on Our Knees for Our Kids, the prayer podcast. Today's promise is that we can trust in God's provision. Jesus said, "Don't worry about having enough food or drink or clothing. Why be like the pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things? Your Heavenly Father already knows all of your needs, and He will give you all you need from day to day if you live for Him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern." That's Matthew 6, verses 31 through 33. Food, drink, and clothing are important. Add shelter to the list and you have the basics for survival. God is not advocating homelessness. We must take care of these things. The key word is worry. We are expected to provide the basics for ourselves and our families, but we should not worry about them. God will provide what we need. That's the key. Sometimes people worry because they get in over their heads trying to get what they want instead of simply what they need. Our children will need to learn this responsibility as well. They will need to learn to provide for themselves and their families. They will need to hold a job and earn a living. But let's pray that they will infuse all of their pursuits and responsibilities with concern for God's kingdom. When that's their primary concern, then even as they work at their jobs, or tend the home, or cook meals, or shop for clothing, they will have the right perspective. Pray that our children will honor, represent, and remember God at all times. And if the going gets tough for a time, they don't need to worry because they can trust God to provide everything that they need. Please join me in today's prayer. Lord, you tell us not to worry about having enough food, drink, or clothing. Give my child the right perspective on this, Lord. I pray that she will learn contentment. You know all of our needs and will give us all that we need from day to day. Help my child to see that this is not a call to personal irresponsibility, but a call to trust in you. Help him to see the difference between his needs and his wants, and remind him that everything he has is from your gracious hand. May he always give back a portion to you. He needs to live his life, to have a job, provide for a family, and pay bills. But doing all of this with your kingdom and its growth as his central concern will transform those responsibilities into an exciting adventure as he lives for you. Please give my child such a transformed life, Lord. I ask this in your name. Amen.